Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. Listen, we are studying oneness, which was received and transcribed by Rasha. So, yes, it is a channeled work. It has been a wonderful journey. I must admit that this book has allowed me to grow to another level in my spiritual understanding and on my spiritual journey, and I hope it has for you. And as well, what I like about this book, Dr. Renji, is that it is focusing on the energy. You know, we're moving into a new paradigm where it's not, where we need to pay attention to our non-physical world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What we can't see, we're going to pay attention to the world that we cannot see with our physical eyes, that we can't hear with our physical ears. It's the unseen world, and that's been one of the major journeys that and teachings that we have promoted here in Circles of Prosperity. I'm going to ask you, as we have callers coming on this morning, I don't like for them to miss your prayer in the morning, your anointing over them, your blessing over them. So I was giving time for a few more callers to call in because I know that that prayer just sets their day. So that's why I was holding off, sir. I know you're
okay.
Wondering.
That's good. That's quite all right.
Okay. Yeah.
It's quite all right. I think it's a fantastic study, and I love the whole idea that God gave you on Circles of Prosperity. Because it is a circle, and everything is done in cycles and in circles.
And
circles represent the female energy of God, and it's holy. Very powerful.
Amen. Not to mention that you named it.
It's so okay.
You tapped in. People don't know how powerful you are. If you guys have not experienced a prophetic session with Dr. Renji, I encourage you to make that investment. It will be a blessing in your life, and you can call me.
Thank you so much.
Yes, call me at toll free to book an appointment. It is he is truly anointed, and the way I some people will call him psychic, some people will call him a prophet. I don't care what you name it. I know that what he does is special, because he is able to just really touch your soul and to help guide you to that next level that you need. If there are any blockages that you're having, any fears, he immediately moves there, and he coaches you through that process. So, you should do it at least once a year, just to get an alignment of where your path is and where you need to go, and understand that he recognizes that we all have this ability within us. He is only a guidepost. Sometimes, you know, you just need to bounce things off of a sounding board, and he's there for you. But if you're interested in a prophetic session, you can call me at 800-401-8129. And he gives you a recording so you can listen to it throughout the year or every 6 months or in between, however often you're going to do your session. It's very powerful. He also offers a mentoring program, and this is one I think is very special, and you really need to make that commitment for 3 months. But you get 2 sessions a month. His 1 hour session is $150. But if you join the mentoring program, one of his clients calls it Dr. Reggie's boot camp. It is $155 for 2 45-minute sessions, but you have to make a 3-month commitment. It's not worth it unless you do the 3-month commitment. So that's another thing that's available for you. Okay, Dr. Reggie, would you take us into opening prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we are always grateful to wake up in the morning. And within each soul is a holy flame, an energy that burns eternal. We thank you for the ascended masters, all those that are too many to name, that have been here on this planet before and ascended into your glory. Saint Germain, Saint Michael, everybody who was here, who watched over us and made a conscious choice to return to earth in the physical dimension and form as humans, giving us upliftment, empowerment, and energy from the invisible realm. We thank you that they're able to travel beyond and back and forth in that realm. All those who are listening that are invisible, we welcome you with the very powerful two-statement word that gets them into the dimension called Hamahoy. We thank you for their energy as they transport between worlds and the gates that are opening to make us ascend to a new understanding, a new level of love, of harmony, equalizing us in this dimension and bridging the gap closer and closer and the veil between worlds, getting us closer and closer in 2012. And we thank you. We thank you for those who are conscious beings to come forth and be loved and share love as it should be. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. Wow. You know, there's a lot of times I just jump right into the teaching. And this morning I'm a little slow about doing it because there are so many things that I don't really get an opportunity to say to you guys. And when I think about it, we're at the end of the show. So I'm going to do it at the beginning of the show this morning. Number one is our Facebook page. Please, if you have not joined our Facebook page, I would so appreciate that you join us there. If you go to facebook.com/ and just put in Circles of Prosperity, you will find our page, and you can like us on our Facebook page. That would be great. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Also, on Blog Talk, we have you can follow us on Blog Talk. You can also download our podcast through iTunes and also as an RSS feed, which is a real simple, I think it stands for Real Simple Syndication, RSS feed, so that you automatically get those, our archives on your browser or through iTunes so that you can listen to it on iPod or your iPhone. I wanted to make you aware of that technology, and if you follow us on Blog Talk, it lets other people know that we're, you know, a show that's growing in our following, and we appreciate that. I cannot tell you, our downloads are larger than our listening audience, which is really awesome. So I thank you for sharing Circles of Prosperity with your friends and family, because those that they're listening to our archives, and that's awesome. If you guys miss a show, a lot of you like to call in first thing in the morning, but if you're not able to call in live, you can listen to the archives. It's available to you, so I'm really grateful. And I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people this morning. And the reason I'm doing this is because they have donated, made donations to Circles of Prosperity. And I want you guys to know that their donations will keep us on Blog Talk Radio for the next 12 months, and I'm so grateful to Melody Barron, Donna Roberts, Jean Livingston. Jean Livingston, if you guys don't know, is my earth angel. Jean has been there to encourage me from the very beginning of Circles of Prosperity, and I'm so grateful to her. There have been times I've doubted what I was doing. She's always been there, my prayer partner, and I'm just so grateful to her. Anthony, oh my goodness, Anthony is such a blessing to this ministry. And you guys hear Anthony in the mornings and his contributions, and I just wanted to give a shout out to him as well, and thank you so much for supporting this ministry. Charlotte Slaughter, again, thank you so much for your guidance and your wisdom and your donations. I especially want to thank Yvonne. Many of you don't know Yvonne, but Yvonne was the very first participant in Circles of Prosperity, a loving, loving spirit that called me and said, I need help. And all I could say to her was, all I'm doing is having a devotion every morning with Reggie, with Dr. Reggie, and that's what has pulled us through such difficult times. You know, this economy has not been easy for a lot of us. It's been challenging. And I will be honest, when I started Circles of Prosperity, I was just thinking, okay, God, if you're real and if your promises are real, I'm going to understand it. I'm going to live by it, and that's it. And boy, did he look what he has opened up, a whole nother ministry. And I'll never forget a dear friend. I said, I want to teach prosperity. And she sucked her teeth and rolled her eyes. Why? Because there are so many people out there teaching prosperity. I'm not judging these people and whether or not they're teaching it the right way or whatever. I'm not judging it. I'm just telling you this is what the Holy Spirit has given me, and this is how I'm teaching it, and I'm just going to move forward with it. I lost a caller. If you're still listening, I saw your question, and please call back. I saw you drop out, but I needed to talk to my people this morning. Okay, so I think I said everything I wanted to say. I love you all. If I missed anybody, please forgive me. I should have had a list in front of me, but I do appreciate your donation. Okay, so today we're moving into chapter 22. And we're talking about living a life of peace. Living a life of peace. And I worded it as living a life of peace, but here's how she has titled it. Sidestepping the triggers that provoke predictable patterns of response. Sidestepping the triggers that provoke predictable patterns of response and diffusing the importance or the poignancy of the adversarial relationship. Stimulating the karmic resolution of emotion at parallel levels of awareness and recognizing the divinity that unites all experience. All of that to me means, how do I live a life of peace? You know, I'm expressing love. I'm trying to love everybody. And, you know, I'm dealing with my fears. I'm dealing with my thoughts. But will I ever experience peace? And that's what we're going to talk about in this next chapter. So the opportunity to transcend the patterns of experience you have acted out presents itself when you reach a place within where you are no longer attached to having to be right in the eyes of another. Now, if that sounds familiar, yes. It has been a principle that Oneness has mentioned several times throughout this book. We need to, key words here, to detach from the necessity to be right. How many of you are still trying to argue your point? The Bible tells us what? To agree with our adversary. Agree quickly with your adversary. Course in Miracles said, whatever your brother asks of you, it could be, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. Just do it. You know, don't make them wrong for it. That's basically what they're saying. Turn the other cheek. It's all about surrender, isn't it? There's no detachment, no attachment. Attachment to me means that I don't have an emotional investment. There's no emotional investment. In our earlier lessons, in other books, we've expressed it as no resistance. And we define perfect love as no resistance. So if there's no resistance, there's no emotional attachment, equaling in meaning that there's no attachment, equaling in meaning that you are detached, but you're embracing that detachment in love. So when you are able to let go of the need for ego validation on the issues that help define the history of this lifetime, you have taken the tentative first steps toward liberation from those patterns. I don't know how many of you get really heated about things. It's, you know, politics, Republican and Democrat, you can get really, really heated there. I believe this, I believe that, you know, I don't know what. I have just moved to the place where I say both of you have your pluses and, you know, you have your opinions. And I don't try to, the ones that I don't resonate with, I don't try to understand it. I just say it just is. And I let it go. But look what happens. If I get all riled up and caught up into what the Republicans think or what the Democrats think, and I think that they're wrong and I think that they're right, and I'm arguing that point, am I living in peace? No, I'm emotionally charged. I'm emotionally charged. How do I detach? I agree to agree that what you're saying is right. Because from their perspective, it is right, isn't it? From a Democrat's perspective and from a Republican's perspective, both of them are right. From my perspective, I'm right, but I don't need to convince anybody. Dr. Reggie says God needs no defense. And we, of course, are expressions of God. We need no defense. Let it go. And I seem to say that to you guys quite a bit. Let it go. Okay. It is important that you remain aware that you have not been alone in these interactions. The experiential partners who have been working out the details of these conflicts with you for lifetimes have a stake in the potential for the transcendence of these issues. Agreements remain in place for each of you to continue to participate in these patterns of interaction until there is resolution for all concerned. And what came in my spirit as I was reading this are relationships, especially those that where people are in going through divorces. Okay, you got married. There must have been a soul agreement somewhere that brought the two of you together for a marriage. And now it's not working out, and you decide to dissolve the marriage. But that relationship, that emotional bond, and that sacred agreement is still exist until you guys complete the lesson that you agreed to. No matter, it may have been many lifetimes ago, but that you came into this lifetime to resolve. So one, and you know, this is the statement that I often hear from divorcees. We just outgrew each other. We're not on the same page anymore. So one has maybe transcended and the other one has remained. But your contract, your spiritual, your soul contract says we both have to transcend. We both have to ascend. And there's that conflict between the two of you is going to continue until that is resolved. And so how do you get there? You're going to use the same principles that we talked about. You're going to have to surrender. You need to surrender in love. Agree with them quickly. I've told you that I've seen this different stages in my relationship with Dr. Reggie. Things that would annoy me, and I'm sure he will say the same thing. I'm going to turn on his mic, let him, as the years have gone by. Dr. Reggie, you there?
I am.
Okay, because he says, why do you tell them this stuff? I said, because we're real people, right? Dr. Reggie, are we real?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, yes, we're very real people. But haven't you noticed that the little triggers that used to kind of spark between us, that now I laugh at them?
Mm-hmm.
I have transitioned to laughing. And it's the strangest thing, but I get so tickled. And when I look at him and the old patterns that are there, and I start laughing, he starts laughing.
Because, you know, I think it's a point of graduating from all the old paradigms, and that's a part of the ascension. You learn to grow and laugh at things that used to bother you, and it should not bother you anymore because you've grown past it.
Amen. And mm-hmm. and what happens when we both are chuckling is this wonderful sense of love that comes between us. It's just
absolutely.
It is the most amazing thing because he stops and he says, "Oh yeah, that was an old pattern, and we're not doing it anymore." And we just. You know, at that moment, we just hug and we love and we just, it's just, ooh, he turns into my honey bunny. So, you know, I want to see you guys get to that place if you're in that relationship where you still have to grow. And both of us have grown through that. And now that stuff isn't even important anymore. We're on other levels now. As a matter of fact, I believe that God is utilizing us even more powerfully because we have ascended and have peace there, that we can have this full expression of just love and devotion with each other that we can share with you. So that's where we're studying today. How do we get to that place of complete surrender? I believe that you really, if you don't have the courage to do it in your heart, that you need to lay it on the altar. Understand, you are never walking in this lifetime, in this experience alone. God is within you. God is within you. You don't have to pray outside. Dr. Reggie says we pray in God. So go into your sacred space and just share all of that with your higher self, with the Holy Spirit, in that holy place, and see how your heart expands in love. You don't have to do this alone. Okay? It is entirely possible for you to continue to be drawn into these dramas with certain individuals, despite the fact that you may have reached a place of completion with the issue. Some of you will say, you know, I'm done with this. I'm so through, and I'm over it. But that partner isn't. They're still going through something. And as long as that's there and you are energetically attached to them in their emotional environment, and you guys, now I'm trying to get you to see that you have a spiritual connection, a soul connection to that person. You're still in the drama, okay, whether you want to be or not. So how do you, and you've got to move through it. So you may have noted that there has been a shift in the intensity of certain kinds of experiences as the energies that magnetize them diminish. Yet within the energy field of your experiential partner, okay, all the components for full throttle of discord are still present. So you may be at peace, but your partner isn't. Even though you guys have said it's over, they're not at peace. And they can be a disruptive force. Because you know what they're saying? They are crying out for love. No, you can't have the children because blah, blah, blah. Oh, they just make up imaginary problems. You're telling them such and such. Ugh, and you're like, you know, come on. They are still hurting. They are still crying out for love. And why can't we freely give that love? Why can't, there is nothing, it's not going to hurt you to say, you know what? I totally agree with you. How can I make this better? What can I do? Because you are still important to me. Your soul, your spirit, who you are as a man or who you are as a woman, that is still important to me. I don't want this to consume so much of you, of this anger in you. I want you to be filled with love. So how do I help you get there? Surrender. You do not have to be right. Because all of this physical stuff that's going on, you know, with the kids, with money, that's just physical stuff. What's really important is what's going on spiritually. What's going on energetically. I am coming to realize that the physical world is just a distraction. You need to hear and to feel and to see with your spirit and energy. Don't get distracted by all these other things. The invitation to engage in conflict with certain individuals may continue for some time to come, as each of you brings resolution to the opposing aspects of an issue in which you are mutually invested. But while you may well find yourself playing out yet another episode in a serial drama, your own sense of the energies will have shifted, and you will feel far less invested in meeting your adversary chin to chin and more inclined to sidestep the classic triggers that once served to provoke you into predictable patterns of response. You have grown up, you have matured, but you still have a responsibility here with it to that other person. Your partner is in essence dueling with an experiential surrogate in your form as he brings to resolution his own life theme issues. For vibrationally, you will no longer be functioning as a catalyst that might escalate the energies in question. Having diffused your own residual energy charge on the issue at hand, you can only add the vibration of indifference to the equation. And I'm sure if you guys have ever been in an argument with people and you're tired of it, you're just completely tired of it and the relationship is at an end, there's nothing that they can say that triggers anything in you. You're numb because you have cut it off. And they're still flipping. You know? I just see them like waving their arms in the air and yelling and screaming and whatever else they normally do. They're still going through all of that, and you're numb to it. I'm asking you to just reach out in love and help them stop their temper tantrum. Love them through their temper tantrum. They say that agreements of this kind will continue to manifest life theme dramas that draw your participation. So long as one member of an experiential partnership continues to manifest conflict around certain issues, by continuing to honor your agreements to be present and play your part in a given drama, you serve to help all concerned to bring a history of predictable conflicts to closure. And that's what I'm saying. You have a contract. You have a spiritual contract with that person. And even though in the physical world you have ended that relationship, that spiritual contract is still void. It's still active. It's not void. And now you want to move to dissolve that spiritual contract, which means that you're helping this person to ascend. I am now going to open up the lines for comments and questions this morning. So if you have a comment or question, go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad. We will definitely pick up this subject tomorrow. I'm giving you a little time. Good morning, 9660. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Donna. How is my family doing?
Oh, we are so blessed, Donna. How are you?
I'm great and getting better. Thank you for asking.
Oh.
I just wanted to say what you spoke about this morning has certainly helped my life to be more at peace.
Amen.
And less stressful, because I certainly realize I don't have to be right, and I take the path of least resistance.
Amen.
That has helped me so much.
It's amazing. And if we place so much value on our perspective of being right, don't we, sometimes? And it just caused so much stress in our lives.
It does.
You know, this journey, like I said earlier, because when we remove judgment, remember that was one of our initial lessons, even in the Way of the Wizard, was to remove the judgment. And one of the major judgments that we make as human beings is who's right and who's wrong. And when we move to a place where there is no right, there is no wrong, that everybody's right, it puts you in a place of the least resistance, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and it feels so good.
Doesn't it, though? Amen. Thank you so much for sharing this morning, Donna.
Thank you.
My computer is a little slow this morning, so getting your mics on is taking a little time. 3331, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, Jean. God bless you. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. What a wonderful lesson. What I see in relationships, it's just allowing that person and accepting that person where they are.
Amen.
And, yes, and that really has helped me. Circle of Prosperity has really helped me shift in all my relationships with friends, family, just to allow and just send out that love, light, and peace.
Amen. Jean is the most peaceful person that I know, and every day she says love, light, and peace. She sends it out all the time, love, light, and peace. So listen to the words that your fellow listeners are sharing. They're saying, I take the path of least resistance. It's another word for surrender. So maybe if you're ministering to someone, maybe they are resistant to hearing the word surrender or submissive. And so another way that you can express it is the path of least resistance. I'm choosing a higher thought here than me being right. Least resistance. And resistance is all about, in our world, is about judgment. Okay, so they're releasing it. And then here is Jean that says, I just allow. A wonderful verb, isn't it? Allow. I just allow. I let it be whatever it is. So both of them are expressing no need to be right, are they? They're just letting it be. They're letting it flow. Anyone else this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I so appreciate when people share. See, I never would have thought of those things, the path of least resistance. I just let it allow. I'm stuck on surrender. And I think that those are such gentle approaches. It shifts the vibration in a different way, but it's all in the same direction. No one else this morning? No takers. Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into our closing prayer this morning. Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and go. Were you asleep?
No, I was not. I was listening to the whole thing and Jeannie and people. Why would you think something like that about me?
Because you said, mm-hmm.
Yes, because I hear you. How could I be alert and... What do you want me to say? Something different? A different response? I'm very intrigued by the whole thing and the people who called in and responded that way. And I think that's great. And that Jean talked about the law of allowing. That's fantastic. It really is.
I know. That's
and
one of your...
And all the people who participate and who are open to it. Because instead of resisting and forcing, you are using the law of allowing. And that's universal law. So, no, I'm not asleep. I'm asleep in consciousness to some people. But I'm very awake and very alert and very on point all the time.
That's correct. You certainly are. You're always in
the energy of God.
Amen. So if I have offended you, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not offense. I just think there's a weird observation.
Okay.
I'm not asleep at all. I'm very awake all the time.
I know you are. I know that you are. Extremely supportive. I know that. So listen, we're going to go into our closing prayer this morning.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for yet another day to flow through this beautiful life and be so well equipped with these wonderful cosmic nuggets of truth and the transmission through Rasha as a star seed, giving her dynamic information and passing it on to us and calling it oneness, of which we all are. In spirit, we are all one. Even though we are diverse in our physical form, we are one in our energy of soul and oneness in thee. I thank you that we walk and move and have our being in upliftment and empowerment and enlightenment in the Holy Spirit, the final authority of this universe, and that you touch every one of the listeners, whether they tune in live or listen to the broadcast afterwards, that they are mightily blessed in you. There are no limitations, no lack, no fear, and no doubt in your kingdom. And there's no wanting. There is only enrichment because of faith, healing because of faith, prosperity because of faith, and all the other accoutrements that come along with it, shelter, clothing, food. Thank you, God, for every good thing. Thank you for breathing and thinking. Let us touch every person always in prayer, affirmatively lifting them up, which goes out from this dimension into the shores of eternity, and again back to them for healing. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. I thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope this message has been a blessing for you. And I thank you guys for tuning in every day. You guys have been such loyal listeners, and I just really appreciate you. I appreciate you very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll be here tomorrow.